A case just decided by the Arizona Court of Appeals is bringing to mind for some a U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the so-called wedding cake case. The Arizona suit involved a couple who wanted to get wedding invitations done by Brush and Nib Studios, a calligraphy business, but the owners declined because the couple was same-sex and it went against the owners' religious beliefs. The owners then sued the city of Phoenix over a discrimination ordinance. The Court of Appeals released an opinion that stated Phoenix would be able to continue to use that ordinance. The Brush and Nib owners are expected to appeal to the state Supreme Court. And with us to talk about the case is attorney Joan Bundy. Joan, the rulings by the Arizona Court of Appeals and the U.S. Supreme Court ended up on different sides, but what are the differences between the cases?
First of all, I would say that it was probably just happenstance that the two cases' rulings happened to come out so close in proximity. I mean, the Supreme Court of the United States always issues their rulings in June, so that's never a big surprise. But the Arizona Court of Appeals can issue a ruling anytime during the year, and you often wait months or, you know, even years for a ruling. So I don't think that there was anything master plan or any kind of, you know, devious action by anyone there to have it come out when it did. But I would say that the two cases were based on totally different underlying laws. The case regarding the cake baker was clearly about the Constitution, United States Constitution, et cetera. And the case in Arizona was more a matter of a city ordinance prohibited discrimination against people on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity.
So they're not both discrimination cases?
I don't know if you could go that far. I mean, they still are in the realm of LGBTQ discrimination, which, you know, is a very quickly and busily evolving area of law right now, obviously partly because of the United States adopting same-sex marriage in 2015, June 26th, and also Arizona even before that on October 17th of 2014. So we're seeing a lot of case law in this area, and there's going to be push and pull. There's going to be steps forward and steps back, and it's just simply going to change over time as this area of law gets settled.
Let's talk a little bit about the details, if we can, of the Phoenix case.
Sure.
So we have calligraphy studio talking about creating art for LGBT families, and people there still apparently okay with that, but there was something about the marriage concept that threw them off. So I'm wondering, in what ways, based on what you know, in what ways did that violate the Phoenix discrimination ordinance, and how did the judges rule in terms of that?
I think the way the judges were looking at it was, okay, what is the applicable law? And the law here is a ordinance, like I said earlier, that's simply banning discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity or other protected classes. And so it wasn't a law that related directly to free speech. It wasn't about whether a person could express their religious beliefs or practice their religion or pray or post online their feelings about certain religious matters. It was more that they chose to operate a business that was open to the public, and because of that, they have to treat everybody equally.
Is there going to be something there, or was the argument made, in fact, that someone could take their business elsewhere, that there are many other businesses that may, in fact, do this sort of thing, and that the individual business person might say, I'm really not making it impossible for this family, this couple, to do this particular thing. It's just I don't want to do it. Is that the sort of thing that comes up, and does that get to be an argument? It's almost like the micro equivalent of the federalism versus states' rights kind of thing.
Well, you're exactly right that, you know, people can vote with their feet and they can go to whatever provider they want that best suits their needs. But that still doesn't absolve the individual business from providing fair and equal services to everybody that crosses their threshold. So in other words, if somebody comes in and they want wedding invitations made, whether they look like they're gay or lesbian or they don't, or they say something that kind of makes the owners think that they're going that way, they can't overtly say, hey, you know, I just don't feel comfortable helping you with this. And the other thing was the court just said, you know, look, this is not really speech. This is commercial services Yes, there are words on the invitations, but it's not as if, you know, they're standing on a street corner, you know, holding up signs and talking about their issues, and people are still allowed to do that. And they also went as far as to say they could include something on their website stating what their religious beliefs are and how they feel about same-sex marriage, but they still cannot discriminate and be prejudiced toward same-sex couples that come through the door.
Attorney Joan Bundy, thanks very much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you.